Hello, and welcome to today's Sunday Tea Time episode number 44. And today we will be talking about how you can get more leads through social media with social media by using social media for your business.
Exactly. So first of all, welcome to today's Sunday Tea Time.
I'm Aline.
And I'm Simon. We go live every Sunday at 5 p.m. and talk about business and marketing related topics for Jamaican business owners and Jamaican companies. Yeah. And today we talk about how to get more leads with social media. So if you can hear and see us, feel free to drop a hi in the chat and make sure to give us some feedback that actually the video feed is stable and audio is working.
Yep.
Well, we heard there is some rain falling today.
For the past couple of weeks.
So the connection might be not that stable everywhere.
And also bear in mind that there is around a 20-second delay, 15-20-second delay. So whenever you're asking your questions and we don't respond right away, we'll get to you, okay?
Exactly. So, let's talk a little bit about the problem that a lot of businesses have over the last, not only over the last month, but they probably got a little more precious over the last months for sure. So if you operate a business that offers service or offers professional services, or if you sell products with a higher price point, or generally speaking with a higher sales cycle, then you probably or your marketing or your sales process probably involves some form of lead generation, meaning you need someone that is interested in your product or service, and then from there you start the consulting, the sales process, whatever it might be. So before we start to explain the different steps that you can actually take to your social media during these times to get more leads, let's talk about first what is a lead, because I think that term is used a lot and maybe not everybody knows what that actually is. Or let's make sure we talk all about the same
here. Make everything clear. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about a lead, we talk about someone different forms or different terms that you can use for leads, marketing qualified leads, sales qualified leads, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, when we talk about a lead, and we talk about a person that showed interest in some way or form in your product or service and gave you their contact information and the permission to contact them. Okay, I think that's super important that they gave you the permission that you contact them, that you can reach out to them. Mm-hmm. For example, that you're not buy email lists and start sending people that never heard from you emails or things of that nature. So when we talk about a lead, then we talk about a person that gave their okay that you contact them in any way or form, email, phone call, whatever it might be. Okay, just to make sure we talk about the same thing. Anything to add?
Yep. I realize that there's a lot of chipping out in and out today based on the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with us, guys. Usually people find YouTube the most stable. So if that is a problem with Instagram, then go to YouTube and you can see the full thing on YouTube as well instead of on Instagram. And for Instagram people, you can find our YouTube link in our bio.
Exactly. So check our YouTube channel. That's usually the most stable connection. Yeah. And of course, the replay will also be available there.
Yeah. So and you can see everything on the screen that we show as well.
So if for whatever reason, you can't watch it right now, you can watch it later on in the complete stable version. Okay, so we talked about what is a lead. So let's talk about the first step that you need to take in the whole process to generate leads with social media. Mm-hmm. So the first step might be sound trivial in the first encounter, but it's super important to identify your ideal customer. Mm-hmm. Because when you think about it, you probably are thinking about now a lot of different types of customers. Maybe you have customers that come even for a different service than others, or some buy a product of a different price point, things of that nature. So you might have different market segment, you might have different customers that you are serving. And then the first step has to be, okay, which one of them you want to focus first? Okay, which one are the most relevant, the most profitable, the most interesting ones for you to work with? And you need to identify them as specific as possible, because based on that, that will determine then the next step. So the first step, from all the different customers, from all the different potential customers you can talk to, make sure you pick the one that has the highest, how do you say that, highest success rate.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good way to say it.
Yeah. And in this case, you need to actually understand the who, the what, the where, all the demographic information and the psychographic information of your customer to be able, or your ideal customer in this case, rather, to be able to figure out who your ideal customer is and to be able to market that to them.
Yeah, because the more specific you can be, the more effective your second or your next step will be at the end of the day, which is run a targeted ad on social media, or run targeted ads, multiple ones rather. Because depending on what type of customer we're talking about, are we talking B2B environment? Are we talking a B2C environment? Are we talking about products? Are we talking about services? Depending on that, you, for example, not only would use a different messaging and maybe a different creative, but also probably a different social media platform in the first place. Mm-hmm. So for example, if your business does most of the time, or a lot of your customers are B2B customers, then you probably want to start or have a look at LinkedIn. If you have a lot of B2C customers, if you sell a lot of products to retail customers, then you maybe want to have a look at Instagram as a very visual platform. So make sure that the first step, identify your ideal customer, is properly done. Mm-hmm. And then in the second step, run a targeted ad on the specific social media platform to exactly the ideal or the perfect customer.
Yeah.
And you have different ways or different options rather of doing that. Different ad formats that you can use at the end of the day on these platforms, because the first step is not, or it's not only important to reach your ideal customer and have a proper messaging at the end of the day and know how to reach them and know what to say to them, but step number three, and that's maybe one of the most important steps when it comes to lead generation, is that you need to qualify your leads. What do I mean by that? If you run a lot of ads and, for example, send people to your website to book a call with you or to call your business or whatever it might be, and you do not qualify them, then you probably waste a lot of your time with
people
and money that with people that are not the ideal candidates for your product or for your service,
that are not, one, able to buy what you're offering, two, willing to, or three, do not have the problem that you are able to solve for them.
Exactly. So when you qualify your leads, exactly what you just said. There are basically two important questions that you need to ask or that you need to get answered, no matter what kind of business you are running, is first of all, are you actually able to solve their problem? Mm-hmm. So are they coming with the right problem to you?
Yeah.
And are you actually able to solve it? Number one. And then number two, as you just said, are they actually willing and able to pay you at the end of the day or pay your price?
Mm-hmm.
And if one of these two questions, or if they answer one of these two questions with no, then you know, okay, these are not, or yeah, this person is not a potential customer for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this process starts from the beginning, basically, when you're trying to figure out who your ideal customer is,
mm-hmm.
and then in the media that you use to actually attract them with your ads. So as Simon mentioned before, you choose whatever media is able to attract them, whatever is best to actually show what you are selling or offering for them, as well as whatever is the most attractive for that type of customer. So for example, probably people, if it's B2B, maybe pictures would be more attractive because they don't have the time to go into videos and watch videos on social media. So they're on the go and maybe go on it for a short time. If it is B2C, then you can show, for example, a product in use in a video as well. So think about as well how to qualify your ideal customer with the actual media that you're putting out there, the media and the message.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's super important that the complete process from the first contact to the actual qualifying questions is congruent, and that you, I mean, at the end of the day, you will never be able to avoid completely to have some unqualified Strapless. Leads that kind of that kind of fall through the
cracks.
Through the cracks, exactly. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you want to keep that number as low as possible, and want to make sure that you only talk to the people that, as we said earlier, first of all, that you actually can help them and are able to help them, that they know or that they come with the right problem to you, and that they are able and willing to pay you to solve that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just one step or at one step at the process where it breaks, but it's actually super important that, again, from the first step, from targeting the people, then from to selecting the right platform, choosing the right messaging, and then at the end of the day, qualifying them properly. Everything has to work together at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Okay, and then step number four.
By the way,
go ahead.
If you guys have any questions, make sure to put them in the comments section and we'll get to them soon on Instagram.
Okay.
They like our logo.
Exactly. Yeah, people saying that there's a lot of rain and connections chipping out from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Rough day.
Rough day, yeah, exactly.
Rough weeks.
Yeah, true. Okay, so where was
Number four.
Number four. Mm-hmm. Initiate the sales process. Exactly. So assuming you have a qualified lead that requests an offer, requests an appointment, a consultation, a sales call, whatever it might be. What we realized is that a lot of businesses don't really have a proper handover from the marketing, meaning a lead comes in, to the actual sales process, meaning sometimes there is no process at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, this time we do it that way and this time we handle it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just that between the lead comes in and the next action, meaning someone calls the person or the first email goes out or the person gets the requested offer, whatever it might be, there's too much time between the request or between the lead is coming in and the first response. And then the lead or the person gets cold, is maybe not that interested anymore, or goes to your competitor and goes with them. Yep. So make sure that not only your lead generating process is set up and ideally automated, especially when we're talking about social media or digital marketing in general, mm-hmm. but that once you have collected the lead, that the follow-up, the nurturing process, and then the handover, the closing to the sales team, to mm-hmm. the sales process actually works, and you do not spend a lot of time and money for generating leads, and then at the end of the day don't use them.
And of course, it's really important to be able to streamline this process so that your team can actually be able to participate in it as well. And you know what parts break when they do break.
Exactly. Okay, so let's recap that really quick. Again, in the meantime, feel free to put your questions or your thoughts in the comment section.
And a like, show your love.
Exactly. You. And if you have a question about lead generation, about your company, about your specific situation.
Or the sales process, because it's different for each business.
Feel free to put your question in the chat and be specific as possible. That we can actually, the more specific you can be, the better your answer is, mm-hmm. our answer is usually. Okay, so what is the actual problem? Again, if you operate a business that sells or offers professional services in any way or form, or if you are selling high price products, real estate, cars, things of that nature, then you probably work with leads, meaning you have a longer sales cycle, and usually people don't buy immediately, but you get a lead in, someone that is interested in your product or service, and then you go from there, initiate the sales process. So the first question is, what is actually a lead? So when we talk about a lead, we mean a lead is a real person that signaled or showed interest in your business and the product or service your business is offering, and they gave you their contact information, email address, phone number, mail address, whatever it might be, and allowed you basically in the agreement that you can reach out and contact them, follow up, make them an offer, whatever it might be, in a business context to sell your services, to sell your product. So that is a lead. And right now with the current situation with everything shut down, a lot of social events, a lot of business events are shut down, meaning a lot of networking opportunities, or where a lot of people, a lot of business owners got their leads in the past. They just met with other people, they met with other business owners when they are in the B2B space. That doesn't work any longer. Therefore, now is the time that basically where every business owner should really think seriously about a way how to generate leads in an online way and not only offline. Therefore, we want to show you a few steps or a process that you can follow to generate leads on social media. So the first step the first step is to identify your ideal customer, because when you think about your customers right now, you probably have a lot of different customers, a lot of different customer types, a lot of different target markets that you might be targeting or that you might be serving, depending on your product, depending on your service. So make sure that you pick the one that makes the most sense from a business standpoint, meaning the one that you like to work the most with, that is the most in need of your product and is actually able and willing to pay your prices. Okay, so make sure you have a clear thought in mind who that person is. And then when you know who that person is, then you probably also know where that person spends their time on social media. For example, if you're in the B2B space again, and the person is maybe a little more active on LinkedIn, you can find person there, If you're selling more products to the end consumer, then maybe your ideal customer is more active on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So what you then do is, yeah, not doing nothing else than run a targeted ad on that specific social platform that makes the most sense for you to that specific person. Again, or yeah, most or basically all the social media platforms gives you great targeting capabilities so that you really can reach and target the people that you want to reach. And then, the next step is to, or after
you run the process.
Exactly. The next step in the process is then not only run that ad and make people aware of your business and make that offer, but also make sure that during that process, mm-hmm. You qualify your leads so that you not only have a CRM full of leads that don't want to buy, but that they are actually qualified. And no matter what kind of business you are running, you need to answer basically two questions. Question number one, can you solve their problem? And are they coming for the right or because of the right problem to your business? And question number two, are they actually able and willing to pay your price and pay you for solving that problem? Okay, super important part. Otherwise, you're spending a lot of time of talking to people that are not actually qualified and don't want to buy your product or services.
And money, and wasting money on that, on advertising to them as well. And time is money in this case as well.
And then step number four, after you know, okay, now you have a qualified lead, that person knows who you are, or what your business does. They have the specific problem that you can solve, and they are able and willing to pay your price. Then you need to have a proper process to initiate that sales process. Mm-hmm. So the next step, meaning do they need to schedule an appointment with you? Do they need to come in? Do they need to call, need to schedule a call with mm-hmm. a sales rep? Can they buy directly on your website? Do they fill out a form on the website and request an offer? Whatever it might be, whatever the sales process is mm-hmm. that you then follow up, you need to make sure that it's kind of standardized and everybody knows what to do next and what the next steps are in that sales process. And you need to make sure to initiate and hand it over as quickly as possible, because the longer you wait from the initial acquiring of the leads till the actual follow-up, the more the chances are decreasing that you're actually able to close that lead.
Yeah.
All right. I hope that was a helpful recap. So let's jump a little bit in the comment section in the chat. So if you have any questions, any thoughts, feel free to put them in the chat. Mm-hmm. If that was helpful so far, give it a like, a thumbs up, whatever platform you are right now. And if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel yet, now is the time to do so. Don't forget to click that little bell icon, should be somewhere here, so that you actually get notified when we release another video or mm-hmm. go live like now. Okay, so let's have a look at the comment section. Okay, so it looks like the connection is now a little bit more stable, even because of the rain. Good evening. Give me a second and remove this one. All right. Okay, so the first question is, how do I get leads with a little money? I don't have a huge budget. I'm learning the skills to do this myself, SEO, copy and paste on several websites. Okay, so when I understand you right, is your question, how do you get leads for your SEO services? With a small budget. And I think that would be, probably, well, first of all, what we always say, and I think it's important to repeat it here, It is important that you already have an existing sales or marketing process that worked offline. Okay, I think that is super important that you already have a customer base, that you know who your customers are, that you know what they want, that you can showcase your past work, and you have at least a rudimentary process how you generate clients offline. Okay, I think that is super important because otherwise it's generally speaking not that easy to just out of the blue getting clients online or on social media.
Yeah, it's a bit harder to get them online than it is offline, because offline you can see the person, talk to the person, gauge how to speak to the person, and online it's blindfolded.
Exactly. It's just the trust factor in person is just higher than online or on social media. I think isn't that that.
So both sides.
This one meme with a dog in front of the computer, and that dog says, "Nobody knows that you are a dog on the internet," or something like that. Meaning, it's harder to get customers online, definitely, or on social media. So therefore, in our eyes, it only makes sense if you have already an existing process, an existing customer base offline, that you then can leverage. And kind of re-engineer or reverse engineer that process and use it online. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think that would be probably the starting point, kind of reverse engineer how do you get your clients right now or your leads. And then probably creating a lead magnet for the specific problem that they have. For example, when you're offering SEO services, I would probably create a SEO checklist, like, I don't know, 10 things you can do to improve your SEO immediately, something along that lines. And then you give 5 tips, 10 tips that even a layman can do to improve their SEO. So meaning you can really show that you are able to help them. Okay, and for example, you can or could give that in exchange for an email address, and then follow up with them basically saying, hey, if that was helpful for you and if you want me to do that and maybe take a lot of time from your shoulders and do it in a more professional way, then I can do that and we should have a conversation. Okay, that would be probably or could be a way how you could generate leads for your SEO services, even with a small budget to start out. But again, I would start from your current process that you have right now, reverse engineer that, and then try to replicate that online.
And also know that if you are starting from scratch online, it also takes a lot of money and time to be able to test what works. It's overall, as Simon said, it's much better to actually have an already existing customer base before you go online.
And one thing that you just said, I think that is important to understand, even if it's relatively cheap to advertise on Facebook, on social media, online in general, you need a certain budget to make it actually work. You need a certain threshold because, as you just said, so much of your campaigns or of your ads, especially at the beginning, especially when you're starting out, will not work. And if you do not have the budget to run enough tests to figure out, okay, what headline, what creative, what offer actually works, then you will run out of money very soon and think, all that marketing, all that advertising doesn't work. And that's usually the quickest way to fail. So make sure that when you're starting, that you have existing customer base, that you have a proper engineered marketing process, and that you actually have the budget to run the campaign for a few months so that you actually can see the results. Yeah. Wayne Jackson says, oh, I see this is a marketing tool, services, guidelines, process. Well, yeah.
A lot of words.
A lot of words, exactly.
Today.
Today, exactly. So today we share a little bit how you can actually get more leads online, or what are different ways how you can get, how you can generate leads on social media, especially when you're offering professional services, if you're selling products that have a higher sales cycle or more, what you
higher ticket items
where you have to explain more. Then with the current situation for a lot of businesses that rely on leads from networking events or from word of mouth or from face-to-face interactions or referrals, call it like that, that kind of dried out for a lot of businesses over the last month. They kind of lift off from a little database that they maybe had. But we think if you're not able to generate leads online in, well, let's face it, we already have almost 2021. If you're not able to generate leads online in 2021, especially as a Jamaican business, then you will sooner or later get a problem. So we thought it might be helpful if we talk a little bit about lead generation today. So let's see, where do we have people watching? From Facebook, from YouTube, and from Twitter, all the platforms. Great. So do we have any more questions or any more thoughts from you guys?
Oh, and just to make it clear, we go live every Sunday at 5 p.m. to talk about a different topic that surrounds business and marketing for Jamaican businesses.
Exactly. And the whole idea is, to not only share our experience, share our ideas and thoughts, but also, to answer your question, because we think, we can share general principles, general ideas, and again, our experience. But at the end of the day, every business is different. And at the end of the day, the current situation is new for everybody. And therefore, we want to help with answering your questions answering really specific situations, because that's usually the most effective way to help so far. Okay, I find a site that promotes your site through push advertising. I don't really know what you mean by that. There are a lot of pages or a lot of advertising forms that you can use out there for sure. Again, when it comes to lead generation, I really can't stress that enough. Make sure that the leads that you're generating are qualified. You can easily spend a lot of time and money for leads that are not qualified, that are not relevant for your business, that will never buy from you. When you start setting up the process, when you're thinking about your ideal customers, when you think about the complete process and the people that you actually can help, that you want to work with, that you're able to help, the more strict and the more specific you can be, the better at the end of the day, or the easier you will have it in the sales process, because you're only talking to the people that are really relevant to your business.
Yeah, and bear in mind that you also need to be able to rely on yourself or your own business rather to be able to get leads. If you're relying on this one site, then if that site goes down, if that disappears, or if they decide to kick you off or something, then you're not able to get leads as a result of that. So never put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's maybe talk a little bit about these sites that are promoting other businesses, because I don't want to sound condescending here, but I don't really understand the principle behind these things, or why a lot of businesses think that will actually increase their traffic or will increase their business online. Because at the end of the day, you are visiting someone else's party, if you want to, you know, phrase it like that. If you advertise on someone else's website, I mean, you can do that. And again, if you don't have a budget or if your budget is very small, then you maybe need to rely on these kind of free advertising methods. But at the end of the day, make sure, or what we always recommend, make sure that you have your own home base, make sure that you build your own brand, that your marketing and your advertising is your own brand and not someone else's, and that you actually control your customer data, that you control your customer experience.
And your home base means your website.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, is building a website a good investment in this fast pace and challenging business world, or does it make better sense to do advertising across multiple forums?
Both.
Yeah, exactly. That's the short answer. Both. generally speaking, we always recommend to have, as you just said, your home base, meaning your own website. Or to give the question back to you, if you think that the internet will go away anytime soon, then you should not have a website for your business. If you think that the internet will stay for a while, then you should definitely think about a website for your company, for your business. But jokes aside, for sure. Make sure that you advertise or market over multiple platforms, that you have different marketing channels for sure, and that you do not only rely on one. For example, we see so many Jamaican businesses that only have their Instagram account and that's it. They don't have a website, they don't have any other channels. So if that gets shut down tomorrow, their whole marketing and business is out of the window. Yep. So make sure that, again, you have different marketing channels, you use different platforms to market your business, but then send the people to an asset that you control, to your website, to your CRM system, whatever it might be, something that you control. Okay, why? The most valuable asset that you have at the end of the day is your customer data. Okay, your existing customers, your list of customers, and your home base. You don't own your Instagram followers, you don't own your YouTube followers, you don't own your Facebook, nothing. Okay, that's all external parties. You don't own that. You're only playing on someone else's party. So make sure that you have a website. Definitely, you want to make sure that your business is set up for 2021. And of course, that you also have different marketing strategies or different marketing channels and do not only rely on one platform. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can I discuss with you what I did if you are available to chat? Generally speaking, you can always go to our website, just put that in, and or just Google Ask Academy Jamaica, and you find our website. And from there, you can easily schedule a call with us. And for sure, then we can have a conversation if and how we can help your business. Yeah. All right.
I think that's
so. I hope we answered all questions so far. If not, now are the last 10 seconds where you can put your question in the chat where we're going to answer it live. If you see this as a replay, feel free to put your question in the comment section or in the chat. Anyway, we'll try to answer it answer it in the next live, meaning the next time we go live will be next Sunday at 5 p.m. on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. And again, we will talk about business and marketing related stuff for Jamaican business owners. So, great. If that was helpful, you're very welcome. And again, feel free to give us a like, a thumbs up, share it with a friend. And if you haven't done so as yet, feel free to subscribe to our YouTube channel. All right. That's it for today. It was helpful.
Yeah.
Hope to see you next week. And we hope you have a great start into the week tomorrow. See you guys. Bye-bye.